one to swell your head and vanish your legs, and one to make you short and fat like a draught. And while we were laughing at these, the shopman, as I suppose, came in. At any rate, there he was, behind the counter, a curious, sallow, dark man, with one ear larger than the other, and the chin like a toe-cap of a boot. "What can we have the pleasure?" he said, spreading his long magic fingers on the glass case, and so with a start we were aware of him. "I want," I said, "to buy my little boy a few simple tricks." "Legerdemain?" he asked. "Mechanical? Domestic?" "Anything amusing?" said I. "Hmm," said the shopman, and scratched his head for a moment as if thinking. Then, quite distinctly, he drew from his head a glass ball. "Something in this way," he said, and held it out. The action was unexpected. I had seen the trick done at entertainments endless times before. It's part of the common stock of conjurers, but I had not expected it here. "That's good," I said, with a laugh. "Isn't it?" said the shopman. Gip stretched out his disengaged hand to take this object and found merely a blank palm. "It's in your pocket," said the shopman, and there it was. "How much would that be?" I asked. "We make no charge for..."